everybody. This is Ruth Ratliff, voice and vibrational sound professional. And today I am joined by Candace May Gruber, who is a CEO and leadership consultant of her own company, Candace May Training and Services out of California. And Candace was kind enough to offer to do a video testimonial for a session that she had with me recently. Thanks, Candace, so much. Great to see you.
It's good to see you too, Ruth. I'm grateful to be here and support your work. It's very good.
Thank you. So my new offering is called Amplify Your Voice, and it is kind of a unique pairing of sound healing and voice work, deeper voice work. And I find it to be a very amazing combination, because what we're doing is we are accessing energetic blocks through the language of the body, through our voices, which can be very powerful.
Well, it is powerful.
It's always amazing to me how our bodies know what we need. And I have had a lot of personal experience with this, with basically my body going on autopilot and expressing itself through my voice. So I know that this is a vehicle absolutely for energetic release. So Candace, you were wonderful because you were very open to doing this session with me. And I know that you had said initially that you're open to the idea of sound healing because you had attended some sound baths, but you really weren't sure exactly what it was doing for you. Can you speak into that a little bit, please?
Certainly, Ruth. Yes, I was very pleased to work with you with this. Knowing that the sound healing is a viable healing modality, I was excited. Though I'd been to sound baths and it was relaxing and soothing, but what is it healing? You know, how is it healing? Mm-hmm. I didn't have any huge breakthrough experiences in the sound baths I'd been to, though they were extremely soothing and comforting. So when you said this is a combination of sound bath and voice, I love voice. I love sing. I'm a speaker. Though there are times where I have felt that there's just something, you know, maybe blocking me and trying to figure out. And I have been on a journey of personal growth for quite a while, and I do breakthrough coaching. I have coaches in my life. So this is a journey I've been on. So working with you was just amazing, amazing process, how you introduced the sound and the modality and what all went on. Yeah.
Beautiful. And as you know, because we're in, especially with the climate of the pandemic, the quarantine, of course, all of the sessions are now being done virtually via Zoom or any other, what are they called? What would I call that? Any other vehicle that people are familiar with. I can work with a couple different vehicles, but normally, if I had a person in person on the table, I have my bowls on my massage table now because of that, because I'm doing these virtually. But normally, I would have somebody lying down, and I would be using either the crystal bowls or the metal bowls, the therapeutic Zen bowls on them, which that's what my licensing and certification is in vibrational sound therapy. And that is a whole nother level of very deep relaxation, really gets you into that alpha state and into the theta as well. But what we did was we did it virtually, and I gave Candace May basically a sound bath virtually through the Zoom vehicle. And she wore headsets. So
it really brings the sound into your body with the headset much more powerfully than without the headset.
Yes.
So I just wanted to point that out for the virtual, that it was extremely powerful. I could feel the vibrations going through my body.
Excellent. Beautiful. So that it's actually as effective. And I'm not going to say it's as effective as being in person, but it certainly got the job done. Correct. And as you were saying, can you speak? Yes, please speak more into that.
It was powerful. I didn't know what to expect other than just, you know, I was been thought maybe relaxing or what have you. But as you sent me the sounds and I was listening to them, there was a vibration that went through me. In fact, it was such a strong vibration in the middle of my back at one point. It felt like a vibrator would have been placed right at my bra line there, right behind my heart, just so that was amazing. That was like, whoa, wow, what's going on? That's definitely something's being jarred, right? And then as we moved on, you know, you could feel the sensations in my hands and my body. And then I believe you had me do some toning with my voice. And I believe that toning took it to a whole nother level, because now that I was feeling a lot of emotion, I think at one time I even felt like I wanted to regurgitate, like, but it wasn't a painful process. It was just a lot of energy moving through me and like very powerful. And then when you asked me to share what had gone, what emotions came up, that was a good question that you'd ask, because that then brought me to yet another level of awareness of, well, what am I feeling? Do I know what's going on? And I brought up a very specific memory, which we probably don't need to share, but that is something that had been kind of creeping up in my writings as I'm starting to author a book and in the mm-hmm. the work that I do with some coaches. Kind of a theme kept coming up, and I'm getting ready to do a live radio show then and now, and with someone, and our talk is about the future and how we've taken the past and reframe it into the present to make us more powerful. And so all of this work doing with you was all in sync with all of these other things I was doing, and realizing how powerful the awareness of an impact at 6 years old, something that happened that I've stuffed down inside me, pushed it off as no big thing, but yet it kept coming up. But it kept coming up and I didn't know what to do with it. And really your reaction, Ruth, to say, Candace, that was so powerful and so much emotion and so much even hate surrounding the environment of the event that had gone on, gave me a little bit of perspective. To say, oh, that is a lot that I'm carrying.
We don't realize that, do we? How much?
Well, you don't, especially at 6 years old, you don't have any frame of the impact. But yet it becomes a foundational belief system and structure that has assumption tied to it that starts to play out in every other area of your life. And I teach this. I teach this the way the brain functions and the way, you know, our subconscious comes into play and all of these things in the work that I do. But yet working with you, Ruth, was a firsthand personal experience where I actually could put the experience together with all the knowledge that I worked together through the years. Mm-hmm. Working through my own personal growth journey for 40 years. So it's been layered learning for me quite in depth, and, I'm just excited to have had this experience. The work that you're doing is so powerful, and to break through that energy level and to see the emotional impact, see how much release has come from that, and how I've been able to write and share with others now and in a much freer way, a much, much freer way.
That's very profound, Candace, really. I think it was, as you say, layered learning. Yeah. That made the piece that we had together in the session was layered unlearning for you a little bit, right?
I like that.
And, right, because you're doing a lot of work. You've been doing a lot of inner work, a lot of personal work for many, many years. And so this is just one piece of that puzzle that kind of unlocked that energetic block that you've carried with you since you were a child. And I mean, that simple question I ask is just basically, you know, do you remember a time when you were, you know, a feeling? What was the feeling of being shut down or something very traumatic in your past? And can you give a voice to that feeling? What would that feeling sound like? And from that comes, your body is going, oh, thank you. Your voice is like, oh, let's get that out, right? Because nobody's ever really asked me that question before. It was like a little key that unlocked that for you and gave you permission to voice it. And then I take you through some movements. There's something, Shaking Medicine is a book that I read a while back, that your body needs to shake. that shaking actually dispels any kind of blocked energy and trauma. Shaking actually helps to release trauma.
Wow. And
it's fabulous. And animals will shake when they are stressed out or injured, and we will shake when we are in shock, right?
And yeah, animals do shake. You're absolutely right.
And we need to shake in order to express that trauma and move that energy through. And another way of doing it is to add that sound, those primal soundings, along with the movement of the body, the shaking, as it were.
Yes, we did do that. I forgot. We did do that shaking. And then there was a gush of emotion that came, if I recall right. Yeah.
Right.
Very, very powerful. I think my daughter even popped in from the house and was like, "Are you okay, Mom?" She didn't interrupt, but no, she asked me later, like, what was going on? That was like really powerful, Mom.
I know. I saw her peeking her head around the door. One thing that I've never shared, I didn't share with you, but was my own experience. I know I've had two very bad car accidents where my car was totaled. And I had a lot of trauma, a lot of grief in my life. I lost my whole family through tragic circumstances. So, you know, we're all sitting on a lot of stuff, right? I went to a myofascial release practitioner. If anybody's familiar with that, it's kind of like massage, but not really. It's where they compress the body to release and melt the fascia. Oh. And long story short, the therapist was compressing my chest for a long time. Well, all of a sudden, my whole body starts vibrating. And I was like, oh my God, what is this? This is very strange. And this primal yell came out of my mouth. I was not attached to it. I was completely detached from it. It was like my body was on autopilot, and it was expressing the trauma through the body, the language of the body, as I said, through the voice.
Wow. Yeah. That's kind of what happened to me.
I never would have believed it if I hadn't have experienced it through myself. So as a new sound healer, I mean, I'm kind of new about it. And in the past several years, I've always been fascinated by it. But actually, you know, working with clients now and then having this background in voice, I have to combine these two modalities. I have to, because it's so, you know, you're one being, you know, the voice, the mind, the body, it's all one package. And, you know, a lot of times we look at it like piecemeal, separate, but it's
not. Compartmentalize. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And to bring that, the incredible modality of sound healing, to bring that in as a part of it, to create a foundation, to create a foundation to facilitate a readiness, kind of like getting you into the mood to really release a lot of the tensions of everyday life.
Yeah.
To get you into that space of just being in your body, really, because that's what it does to me. It definitely gets you in your body, gets you out of the monkey mind. And then to introduce that voice piece of it, the voice work, it enables the deeper voice work to occur unfettered by a lot of the left brain.
Amazing. Truly amazing work. Very, very honored to work with you in this regard, because I think it's totally cutting edge right there, combining everything the way you are. Very unique, very succinct, very powerful. Very powerful with results. You have results. I am your firsthand witness of powerful release that through your work, not just relaxation, but very powerful. When we were done, I did feel like I'd had a workout. You know what I mean? I took an Epsom salt bath, a warm bath, to just kind of soothe myself down, and I could really knew the energy was moving. I really knew that there had been blockages released. I needed to drink water and really keep myself hydrated. So, yeah.
And do you feel, Candace, that this is something that you might want to revisit from time to time?
Yeah, I would. In fact, I was going to ask you, how do you normally use this work? Is it a one-time session? Do you do multiple packages? What is the value to the individual of how many times they should do it? What does that look like?
Well, it's both, actually. Some people are just interested in doing it once. And, you know, obviously that's kind of, they've had, you know, they're one and done. They did it. It certainly sounds like from what you got from it. That was huge for you.
It was huge.
But like anything else, of course, when you talk about layered learning, layered unlearning, you know, there's layers. And it really is, you know, I certainly offer packages. I offer, you know, packages up to 3 months. If you want, there is something that I'm, as I said, this is a new offering, so I have yet to really sort out the details of it. But I feel that it would definitely be a value for continuing to release those layers, like it's kind of like we're peeling an onion, right? You're releasing. I mean, isn't that in life how we have to? Don't we have to unlearn more than we learn?
We do. We have to unlearn to make room for new things, right? Otherwise, you can't hold anymore. We've stuffed our life so full, and the older we get and the more tragedies and things that we've worked through, the more people get bitter or they get better. And it's a choice and it's a process. And that awareness sits in us. We may not even know it's there. So it's working mm-hmm. on it. And when it comes up, recognize it and don't run from it. You know, we could be afraid mm-hmm. of the fear. We could be afraid of all that what is happening. We could stuff it right back down, but we need to let it out. We need to release it, because that's where the power comes, on the other side of fear, on the releasing all of that pent up energy. You can't get rid of energy, right? I mean, it doesn't dissipate. It can transform into something better and higher.
Right.
If we've got all this energy, we're either going to sit in it and get bitter and stay stuck, or we're going to work through it and we're going to transcend it into something of a higher frequency and live in a life more full of joy, more purpose.
Yes.
It's our choice.
Yes. And a lot of times we don't even realize what we're sitting on. We don't even realize how it's affecting us emotionally, physically. Certainly
exactly.
Trauma or unexpressed trauma. Or even something as simple as somebody, you know, shutting you down vocally. I have a video that talks about when was the last time your voice got shut down. We all have experiences of that. I mean, but you don't even those small little things, like even a chorus teacher telling you to, you know, to lip sync or something like that. That all sits in our bodies. It sits in our fascia. It's in our energy body, and all those little shutdowns and little traumas, even if they're little, it's cumulative. And it, you know, so, you know, you talk about how many sessions,
as many sessions as it needs,
as it takes. Right. Yeah. And of course, you know, you can't get rid of everything, because, you know, a lot of that, it tempers us. It makes us who we are, that the pain, the trauma. So there's a being with it too, as well, you know. But I think that there is a lot that we don't have to carry it with us through life. There's pieces of that we can release to free us up. And I don't know if that's what you were saying, that you felt a little more aware or something. There was almost like an I don't have to, you know, I was sitting on this and I don't even know it, that how it was affecting me in all these little ways. So
because shame kind of creeps in, all of these things that happen in your life, and they could even be a generational matter, where it's maybe something was passed down to you from a parent. And you're holding this energy, because if they didn't reconcile it in their life, it comes into your life. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of what I was experiencing with you was as a result of some actions that, you know, happened with my father and his choices mm-hmm. in life and how he lived. And they impacted my life. and that generational comes through. It's got to be regenerated. But as I work through and I release things and I'm able to transcend it, I see huge changes in my children. Yes. Believe it or not, and they're grown. But, you know, my 23-year-old is here with me. And honestly, I can see as I release and let go of things, my perception and paradigm shifts, my reaction dissipates, and I'm responding now to her in interactions instead of reacting. And sometimes the reactions are just that old script that's sitting down in our subconscious. And, you know, you said that you used the word autopilot. Your life was just on autopilot. That's the same thing. It's all sitting down here and these words come out of your mouth and you don't even know what you're saying. You don't even know you said it. And then until someone brings it to your attention and all of a sudden you're like, I said what? Really? Where did that come from? Right? So when all of this was released, there's an awareness that there had been so much pain, and that pain is now transformed into joy and different, and it's a different light. I don't have to feel the shame. Shame is when things are held in the dark, not acknowledged. They hold you back. Something's wrong and you should be, you know, you're not okay. But sometimes it's not about that. It's about letting go and bringing it up to the surface and releasing it, because when it's brought into the light, the darkness gets taken away.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there, you know, as I said before, there are many other ways. There are many other vehicles and, you know, to release things and move things, certainly with a lot of body work or psychological work and so forth. And this is just one way of doing it. Everybody has to, you know, do whatever resonates with them. And of course, being a performer, a vocal performer for most of my life, and then a voice teacher for 20 years, of course, the voice was just a natural progression for me to utilize that as a vehicle for a deeper awareness. And, but it is that this thing we call voice is so much more than we know. It's how we tell the rest of the world who we are. It's how we communicate who we are. It's how we
connect. It's a vibration that comes from our voice. The vibration comes out of our voice, and it resonates into the energy fields of other people.
Yes.
So you're right. Voice is extremely powerful.
Extremely. Yeah. The study of cymatics, that's a very unusual thing. We could do a whole video on that. I have on my channel, but it's basically your voice comes out of your mouth in a beautiful holographic bubble, and it surrounds you, and it envelops people that are in your area. And it's all these beautiful sacred geometrical patterns that are formed by the vibrations of our voices, not only from our voices, but vibration in general. And it affects us on a cellular level. So that's why sound healing, I believe sound healing works. Plus our little cells have little hair-like projections called cilia that take in the sound. They're like little antennas that take in the sound like it's nourishment. So when you are getting your own voice, your own embodied voice is what your body recognizes in the physical and the non-physical. It is
beautiful.
It is the path. It's like a pathway to open you up. It really is. It's pretty, I feel like I've been studying it my whole life, but I also feel like I'm still learning so much about it and the implications of,
and probably always will be.
Yeah. It's like
yeah. I mean, can anybody ever? I mean, scientists. We're always learning. They're always learning more. It's not like, yeah. And what we know today is so much more powerful than 20 years ago, right? It's been an evolution of layered learning, right, and unlearning. Pulling things apart and putting, and rebuilding them. That's really what it comes down to, doesn't it? Pulling that energy out, unwinding, some people use that term, unwinding the energies and letting them rebuild into something more powerful. And then when we share our story and we use our voice to share our story, that opens light into the lives of other people, and it gives perspective of things that they may not have thought of, and that starts to resonate within them, and we pass the light.
Absolutely. Beautiful, Candace. Thank you. Thank you. I'm very, very honored and grateful for your presence here today with me. And
you're a beautiful soul, and you do beautiful work, and I enjoy working with you very much.
Thank you, Candace.
Very powerful.
And me as well. I loved working with you and speaking with you. I love the synergy, and your energy and your excitement about it is just connecting to me. And it's you're connecting to me on that level, and it's lovely, and it's just making me feel really great inside.
Really, one,
very, very, very grateful to have had this experience with you. I think, yeah, because when I hear something like this, that what you're sharing with us now, I'm healed too. That's what I noticed when I'm working with somebody. It's like I'm feeling part of me is healing too, because you know trauma is trauma, right? The feelings are kind of the same, even though the situations may be different. But I think there's a mutual energetic exchange going on between myself and my clients.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very cool. Very amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.